This is Twit.
The single stupidest product Apple has ever made, or I hope ever will make, I would actually nominate it as the stupidest tech product ever made by a large manufacturer.
Wait a minute, let me think. What could this be? Don't say.
Oh,
does my dog have three of them? Does my dog have three? Because four of them would be ungracious.
It's an exercise in a riddle for us all. All right,
The $12,000 solid gold.
There you go. There you go. Okay, I'll give that to you.
Apple hasn't lost touch with the consumer with that product.
Was it 12? I think it was even more than that, wasn't it?
It was 18 karat gold,
and it started at that. It went up.
Yep, that was the cheap one. That was the one with the factory radio and no air conditioning.
It was solid gold.
Remember that Apple like created a whole new section of the store with security and a special concierge service for it. And the box was great. I'm not complaining about the box. If you offered me a box, I would probably pay okay money for it because it was a lovely box.
Oh, but you want a band with that? That'll be $7,000 extra.
Yeah, Holy cow.
You know what though? Their today version of this of the luxury version of the Apple Watch, the ceramic, I'd buy that.
It is titanium too.
I
have the titanium. I bought the titanium.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know why. Because honestly, I'm going to get another one the minute the new one comes out. So it's silly.
Every year I say I'm buying the Nike. The Nike is the absolute best value. And then they're like, oh, have you seen titanium? I know next year it'll be like tungsten. It weighs 13 pounds, but it's the same size. It's tungsten. And I'll be like, yes, arm curls. It'll be great.
The ceramic is beautiful, Lori. Yeah. You're absolutely right. It's gorgeous.
It's so pretty.
And I think that the Apple Watch Edition as a concept was a good idea because it is a watch.
It's a $12,000 one.
and especially that there's nothing about this design that demands it be made out of gold. There's nothing of it. Was just, hey, I know it's not as simple as, oh, well, we were pouring aluminum into this mold. We decided just for giggles, we'll pour some gold. I know it's a lot more complicated than that. I think they actually made a big deal of it's not just gold. It's we sampled a million different versions of gold. To choose this version of gold, and it's like, really? This is really what you're spending your time on?
It's like, who here actually Johnny saw the bored. Gold one with their own eyes?
Not me.
Andy, Caldwell wearing two of them on her wrist at the same time, surrounded by Apple people.
No.
Yeah, she slapped both of them on at the table. That was our Serenity.
Do we know anybody who owns one? No.
I do.
You do?
You do?
I do.
Yeah. You seem embarrassed that you know someone.
No, you have to understand. So, like, at launch day, and I've told a story before, Jim Dalrymple and I went to the Palo Alto Apple store, and it was like a bonanza like you expect. But then afterwards, we went to the coffee shop, and we were sitting there, and there were these Silicon Valley nerds going, oh, which of the Apple Watch gold watches are you going to get? Oh, I think I'm going to get this one. And it's that same conversation we had at the beginning of the show where certain people have enough zeros in their bank accounts that none of this, like they buy $25,000 plane seats, you know, they buy $17,000 dresses they wear once, they stay a minimum 6-star. It's a different world. And I'm sure they enjoyed them for the year that they had them. And I'm sure they're just as happy with their Nike version now.
I'm going to guess that 90% of the people who had them were given them by Apple, like Beyonce and others, to wear them.
I think they were Emirates sales. I heard that there were a large portion of them were in places like the Abu Dhabi and the Dubai Apple stores.
If you're a multi-billionaire, you know, an $18,000 watch, it's like a $5 watch for you and me. It's nothing.
Yeah, that's not a good look for Apple, is it?
Oh, it's terrible.
But also, you shouldn't overlook that at that media event, there were so many high-ranking people from the fashion world there. Yeah. And I'm not talking about Instagram influencers. I'm talking about, like, I think Anna Wintour was there, like leaders of, like, so many different design brands.
It was on the cover of Vogue, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, and we were standing, the PR was so different too, because I've been to several Apple events now, but there was a bunch of people dressed like you would see dressed on reality shows, like just completely like things coming out of everywhere going, oh, this feels like a fashion event, doesn't it? It feels like a fashion event. Ooh.
Was that a bad idea? Was it really a bad idea? Or maybe it was a good idea. Maybe they really got a lot of attention because of it.
No, that was definitely a good idea, because their whole idea was to they put so much into making this not look like a gadget watch. If there was one imperative of this launch, it was to not, hey, it's got Nixie tubes on it. It's the size of a can of tuna, but it's got Wi-Fi on it. I mean, they have to make the point that we know how to design something that people are going to want to put on their wrists, because this is not going to be just a gadget that they use for productivity. This is going to be part of the style statement that they make, just like I apparently made a style statement by putting on a sweater vest over a t-shirt today. You know, but they really did have to make that statement. And they put, this is why it was one of the worst launches from the point of view of, I think it was very clear that Apple didn't know who was going to buy this. They also didn't have a lot of it really, really working, I think, at that time. So it really put them on their back foot there. But they knew that if we get the hardware right, you can always put new electrons in there. We can't just push out an update to the style of this thing. And they got the style so right that no one is complaining that, oh gosh, it's so boring. It's 5 years and we haven't seen a new case design. It's like, no, you let us have really, really cool different straps. Let me upgrade from the aluminum one that I could afford 5 years ago to the stainless steel one I can afford now. We're good. Just give me custom watch faces and then we'll be perfect.